970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hanover Horton High School. Tonight the Comets are hosting the Grass Lake Warriors basketball team. And Jason, it's exciting to get to see Hanover Horton again. They're off to a blazing start, and there's no shortage of good things to say about this team.
Yeah, definitely. They're ranked number two, according to the Free Press this week, in their division, and they look every bit of it, too. And the scary thing is they've only got two seniors on the roster.
Well, and I didn't see that. Who did the Free Press have number one?
I missed that. I talked to Gio. I think it was Flint Beecher, yeah.
Because Max Preps, another site we might visit for high school sports, has him at number one.
Yeah.
And actually has him number eight overall in the state. So they're only, according to them, regardless of division or class, seven other teams that may be better than Andrew Morton, according to Max Preps. So just a talented roster, and Grass Lake's going to have their hands full tonight if they hope to come away with a victory.
Yeah, and they're going to be shorthanded tonight, too, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But they only have two, three, four, five, six, seven active players tonight. So Grass Lake is definitely going to have their hands full.
No question. So let's start with the home court, Hanover Horton Comets, 7-0 on the year, 5-0 in the Cascades Conference, the rugged Cascades, as GLC likes to say. They're coming off a win, 64-41 at home against Napoleon in their last tilt. Their closest game this season was a 10-point victory over Michigan Center back on December 12th. Next closest was a 14-point win over Marshall back on November 30th. And the rest of them, I think the next closest game was a 23-point victory. They're actually averaging, their average margin of victory is about 32 points.
Yeah, and they can put up 80 in the blink of an eye. And you might see that tonight, too, with them hanging 80 on this Grass Lake team, especially if they if Grass Lake gets in any kind of trouble. You're going to see them put up points in bunches. And they're a team that, you know, they don't, on paper, there's nothing that really wows you about this team. They just play complete, they're a very prototypical Chad Mortimer team. They play solid team basketball, all the fundamentals they do well, and it translates into points and it translates into wins.
Sure, they work everywhere on the floor. They work inside out on the offensive end. You don't see a lot of forced shots. It doesn't feel like, even when they take threes, it never feels forced. They get it through the flow of the offense, a lot of good open looks. They're patient, good shooters, basically in all five spots in the starting lineup and probably two or three deep into the bench, too. There's nobody you can leave alone outside the three-point arc. There's a lot of superlatives, and that's just the offensive end. And like you said, defense, total effort the whole way, nothing easy. They just make you work all the way down the floor, fundamentally as sound as they come.
Yeah, and only two seniors on this team, too, and Jeremy Van Epps, who comes off the bench, and then Donovan Kennedy, one of the starters. So this team probably will be even better going into next season.
That would be the speculation. Matter of fact, most of the time, if we were to say this team's got a lot of juniors, they may be inexperienced. They may be, you know, a team that we're expecting to take a step forward in the next season, but These are juniors on the roster, and they've all got experience under their belt. I mean, this is a team where all five of the starters from last year's team that lost in the regional final are back.
Yeah, yep, and this is a team that's gone deep into the playoffs a couple of years now. And,
and
a lot of these kids have been here since that 10th grade year, that freshman year, and you've got kids on the way up like Connor Mortimer, who's a sophomore on the varsity roster, and you've got just a real deep program here in Hanover Horton, and we saw that in the junior varsity game, too.
Pre-game here for Jimmy's Towing, and we take a look at the Grass Lake Warriors. 4-3 on the year, not off to a bad start. 2-2 in the league, and we were there for their last game against Manchester, meaning they haven't played since back in December. I think it was the 19th.
Yes.
So there may be a little rust on there.
Yeah, and let's hope not, especially because they're working with a shallow bench. A couple of players are out. But their big gun, Xavier Bargesser, is going to be dressed and starting tonight, and expect him to get a healthy dose of minutes tonight. And he'll put up the ball literally from anywhere on the court. Anything on this side of half court, he's going to put it up. You're going to be without Trey Ruggles, which we'll talk about in a little bit, too. So that takes away your secondary offensive weapon. He put up 20 the last time we saw these guys. So they're going to have to find some points somewhere and find them fast.
Yeah, 35 points in that tilt against Manchester for Bargesser, Xavier Bargesser. And he did a lot of it from the free throw line, a lot of damage from the free throw line. And it's not something that is real common to see somebody go to the line as many times as he did and have as much success as he did in that game against Manchester. But Chad Mortimer, if nothing else, scouts very well on his opponents, and they'll have a plan for Bargesser.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it'll involve a lot of rotation. You might even see maybe a Jack Brocky covering him just because of his athleticism compared to Bargesser, who likes to play outside in. And that's why we saw him go to the line 20 times in that game against Manchester. And that's not an embellishment either. He was 18 for 20 from the line. And he really will do the drive. He'll work on a drive and dish. He's not afraid to teardrop in the big trees. He's tall, he's athletic, and he will put up points in bunches if you let him. So expect Hanover to put one of their bigger athletic guys like a Jack Brocky on him for most of this game.
Yeah, that strikes me as the best matchup defensively for Hanover to put on Bargesser. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starters, get things set up for the tip-off against the Hanover Horton Comets, hosting the Grass Lake Warriors on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing tonight. Getting a little cold out there, a little slick sometimes. Be careful if you're driving, but if you're in trouble and you need a tow, you need a jump, you need doors unlocked.
Yeah.
Call Jimmy's Towing.
That's a common one. My windows wouldn't go down when I went to lunch, so I was a little worried. But
wow.
Yeah.
It's only going to get colder, Jason.
That's right.
So let's go ahead and get those starting lineups going for us.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about the Grass Lake Warriors first and head coach Mike Comstock. He's going to be without Trey Ruggles, who has a touch of an illness. He's also going to be missing A.J. Vigo and Brennan Bargesser for yet another game. So he's going to roll out on the starting lineup. Juniors, Lewis Good, Carson Canning, Scott Schultz, and Xavier Bargesser, and then the sophomore, Evan Keeter, which leaves him with just two available players on his bench.
Yeah, I feel like we felt they had a short bench when we saw them against Manchester. Now we're seeing it even a little bit shorter tonight, but they'll go out and play hard. I don't doubt that for a second. Andrew Horton kind of going with the familiar lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we can pretty much pencil it in when we walk in the door. They're going to roll with Donovan Kennedy, the only senior in the starting lineup. He's one of just two on the roster. Then juniors Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, and then Rhett and Luke Laketta.
I got an inside tip. Donovan Kennedy with new shoes tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Oh, those are legit.
I like those. So let's go ahead and take a couple minutes here for the for a break here. We'll come back with the starting lineups announced on the floor, and we'll get the tip-off going. WKHM, WKHM.com, Hanover Horton, and Grass Lake when we come back.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, as mentioned, the starters will get announced on the floor as we wrap up the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. Glad to have the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing on board for this high school basketball season. Also want to say thank you to Hanover Horton Schools for being on board supporting the Comets when they're live on the radio this year. And thanks to John Denny and the gang. We love it up here in the booth.
Yeah.
I think GOC calls it the gondola up here.
Yes.
It's kind of our own corner booth. If we could get rid of that one pillar in the middle, it'd be ideal.
Yeah, it's right at the free throw line for me visually, but it's better than your point of view where if you stand up, you actually stare at the wall. So
why can't they have panels to close off the windows, and the way they set them up, I can't stand up straight because I'm too tall. Meanwhile, you have plenty of
clients. Oh, yeah, I got more than enough of them. I'm good.
Hanover Horton Schools, John Denny and the gang. We used to have some technical problems broadcasting here in the gym, but they fixed that. So we come out here as often as we can. Always glad to come see a very good Hanover Horton Comet team. A team that's probably going to extend, anything can happen. You always know that, but there's a likelihood that we'll extend our boys basketball coverage deep into the playoffs following this Hanover Horton team. But I tell you, Grass Lake, they compete.
Yes.
And Bargesser can score, and they've got a few guys who can score, and they're not going to be out. They're not going to be outsized. Bargesser, they've got about three guys out there who really can stay with the big, tall guys, the long guys from Hanover Horton. Of course, as I mentioned, the Comets, all of their players can pretty much shoot from anywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
When you look at Mitch Sauber, he's got unlimited range. Jack Brocky, his range really extends several feet behind the three-point line.
Yeah.
Both Laquettas have a great stroke from beyond the arc, and Donovan Kennedy, probably the least likely to shoot three. He can.
Mm-hmm.
He will. But he's more of a cutting player.
Yeah.
What's the word I want to use?
He's a slasher.
Slasher. Thank
yeah.
you. And he's so sneaky on that baseline for second chance points, offensive rebounds, and stuff like that. He's really important to what Hanover Horton does because his effort down low frees up those other guys to be elsewhere on the court. I expect them to look to go down low early.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what they do. So it looks like we got a technical from the pregame.
Yep.
Somehow, and Vargas are out there to shoot free throws. So Grass Lake can start this one out with the lead, it looks like, if his free throw line prowess is the same as it was last time we saw him. And sure enough, he hits the first one. Second attempt coming in this technical foul. And Bargesser's got that one good, too. So Grass Lake leads to start things off here 2-0.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure where it came from. I think maybe the post-game huddle might have gotten the technical there.
8 minutes on the clock, a 2-0 lead, and Grass Lake has the basketball. Dribbling up to Bargesser, left wing. He'll get a screen out there.
They start with Laquettas on them, on Bargesser.
Working around the perimeter. Schultz got it, gets it to Carson Canning. Canning back to, no, that's Keeter out top. He picks up his dribble. Sauber's guarding him. A cutting across the lane on that play is Carson Canning, and Rhett Laquetta goes for the steal, commits the foul. And it'll be Grass Lake ball.
Yeah, not the ideal start for Hanover Horton.
Inbound down low and can't handle the pass, so the turnover for the Warriors up the floor quickly is the Comets. Left wing, and Luke Laquetta will dribble into the elbow, out to Brock. He thought about the three, now back to Laquetta. Working here left side near the three-point arc. Now he'll dribble out toward midcourt and reset the offense. Right wing for Sauber, back to the top for Luke Laquetta. Left wing, Brocky. Still looking down low for Kennedy. Nothing there. Gets to Brocky. Skip pass over to Sauber, right wing. Now he'll feed the high post to Laquetta. Takes a dribble into the lane. Looking for a cutting. So Rhett looking for a cutting. Luke Laquetta passed it behind him and out of bounds. And so both teams turn it over on their first possession. Still 2-0 Grass Lake. 6:57 to go first quarter of this one.
Uncharacteristically sloppy for Hanover Horton on that first possession.
Bargesser gets the drive down the baseline all the way to the bucket, and Xavier Bargesser is going to put the Warriors up 4-0. Sauber brings it up for the Comets to the high post for Laquetta. He starts to work with his back to the basket spin move. Whistle for the travel. I think it looked like he traveled, Jason, but I think his pivot foot was planted. I thought he was planted there.
Yeah, it was a tough call. I was looking right at his feet, and I didn't see a travel, but I'm up here.
6.5 to go. 4-0 lead for the Warriors. Back to Bargesser.
Nice feed.
Nice screen and slip there. Scott Schultz comes out to set the screen for Bargesser, and the defenders came out to defend the pick and roll. Schultz slipped it, and he gets the layup. 6-0 Warriors. Drive for Laquetta down to Kennedy. Working deep. Little too strong off the backboard. Missed it, and it's rebounded by Grass Lake. Lewis Good will dribble up the floor. Sets up at the top, picks up his dribble. Stuck there for a moment, gets it away to Canning. Canning working against Sauber. Doubled, great hands by Laquetta, knocks it away, but Canning recovers. Gets it to Keeter, who'll pass up to Schultz at the right wing. Into the corner, Canning will drive baseline, cross to Good, out to Bargesser. Deep triple, rattles around, comes off. Sauber gets the rebound. Solidly in NBA range there for Bargesser. Thought it was going to go down for a moment. Brocky now with an open look. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And the Comets are on the board. Quick three-pointer, Jack Brocky. It's 6-3 Grass Lake.
Big three-pointer from the wing by Brocky.
Canning will drive against Kennedy. Now passes out. There's an open look for Schultz for three. Rims off, rebounded by Keeter, out to Good, and Grass Lake will have another chance at it. Good goes right side to Canning. Screen from Schultz. Lucetta reaches in, knocks away. Goes all the way down to the opposite end of the floor. And out of bounds, Warriors will keep it. But that's a couple times now that Luke Lucetta's gotten his hands in on one of those plays out near the perimeter. Those could turn into steals eventually. Schultz, deep left wing. Now to the top for Keeter. He looks to swing it, hands it off to Good on that play. And somebody in the lane too long. 3 second violation against the Warriors.
Yeah, it looks like Schultz couldn't clear out fast enough, and they caught him with that 3 second.
6-3 Grass Lake lead. Comets have it with 4:47 to go first quarter. Right side for Lucetta. Dribbles back to the top. Now cross, skip pass to Brocky. Pump fakes the three. And goes to Luke Lucetta at the top of the key. He'll drive into the elbow, pull-up jumper. No. Rimmed off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Keeter, and Grass Lake back on the attack. Right side for Good. Swings it around. Bargesser likes to work from that left wing. Goes back to Schultz at the top. Now right wing. Canning. Perimeter passing here. Keeter. Back cut for Good.
Big
block. Blocked by Rhett Lucetta. Pace staying high here early. Brocky skip passing for Luke Lucetta. Almost went out of bounds. Lucetta able to recover it. High post for Sauber. He'll turn around and jumper. Nothing but the bottom. Mitch Sauber loves to work in that short jumper range, and he got that one to go. Now it's 6-5. Comets have cut the lead to one.
Steve, shortest guy on the team getting into the tall trees and knocking one down there.
Under 4 minutes now. 3:46. Canning to Keeter. Left wing Good. Almost hit the ref in the face with that pass. Right wing for Bargesser. Here he gets a screen from Schultz. Schultz rolls. Good defense by Brocky. Keeter will swing it to Canning. Hands off to Schultz. Screens. Still good defense. Great effort by the Comets. Another near knockaway by Lucetta. Now Schultz drives. Tries to pass through the lane. Too many hands there. Sauber comes away with a steal. Up the floor to a cutting Brocky. Up and under. No. Couldn't get it to go. Tap by Lucetta. No good. Third chance point. Donovan Kennedy with the offensive rebound on the putback, and the Comets take the lead 7-6 with 3:04 to go in the first.
Good job in transition. Solid hustle there by Donovan Kennedy, and another poke away stolen by Kennedy, and he's got an easy bunny.
With the new shoes, you're looking for him to elevate and dunk it, but instead he lays it in easy. But now it's a 9-0 run for the Comets. 2:45 to go. They lead 9-6. Bargesser gets it, drives all the way into the bucket, and he's got another one off the glass. A couple times he's been able to drive. Comets overplaying the passing lanes.
What was that?
There's a move by Luke Lucetta into the lane.
Nice.
Takes a
step
left and scoops it back to the right side off the glass. Pretty move. 11-8 our score with 2:20 to go.
You don't see that very often in high school.
Canning to Keeter. Back cut for Good. He's going to get all the way in. Miss it off the glass. Brocky made him think about it too hard. When you got that kind of length from 6'3". May have had to make an adjustment. Sauber airballs the triple. Too strong. Rebounded by Grass Lake. So no harm in the play there for the Warriors. Under 2 minutes now. Schultz will drive from the top. Gets it all the way in. Scoops. Gets it to go. Nice drive by Schultz. Grass Lake keeping pace.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how he got that shot off, but
Brocky stops for three off the left side. Another deep attempt there by Brocky. 11-10 the score. Grass Lake trails by one, looking to get the lead back on this possession with a minute and a half to go in the first. Screen and roll for Keeter. Great help side defense by Sauber to come in and knock that pass away, and the Warriors lose it. Comets on the break. Great feed from Brocky down to Donovan Kennedy on the baseline. He puts it up a little too strong, rebounded by Keeter. Kennedy really working that baseline, getting a couple deep looks, but contested and missed.
Yeah, good looks offensively so far for Hanover, not converting into points yet, though.
Bargesser will drive from the left wing. Nothing there, passes out. Canning taking it slow, 53 seconds. Bargesser, left wing where he loves to work. Brocky comes out there to guard him. Cross court to Good. Lewis will dribble into the lane. Now passes through in the corner. Schultz was open. Almost touched it on its way out of bounds, but that'll go out. Last touch, Hanover Horton. And it'll stay Grass Lake basketball.
So we'll get Jeremy Van Epps off the bench for Hanover and the junior Josh Horedzny for Grass Lake.
Finnegan into the game as well for the Comets. He's defending on the low block against Horedzny.
Yeah, that.
Canning's got it out deep into the corner. There's Good working against Rhett Laketta. He's going to try to drive to the baseline, and he'll get a blocking foul against Laketta. I think that's going to be his second. .9 to go first quarter, 11-10. Comets lead by one. Grass Lake with the basketball. Vargas still inbound from the baseline. And did we get a 5-second call? We did.
Yep.
Good defense.
And we'll get Bryce Sanders, sharpshooter, off the bench for Hanover into the game. And Matt Johnson also in the game. So you've got Johnson, Sanders, Brocky, Van Epps, and Finnegan for the Comets now.
Brocky at the top of the key. Now goes right wing. Saunders going down to the baseline for Finnegan, and he'll turn it over.
Step down the baseline.
Can't do that. 11 seconds, 11-10 the score. Grass Lake with a chance to take the lead at the end of the first. Bargesser working against Brocky. He'll drive. Lost it on the way up, and he'll commit the travel. So Hanover Horton with 3.1 to end the first quarter. And Brocky's got it. 2 seconds. Half court. Stops and pops. Short. And that will be incomplete. 11-10, our score after one. Let's take a one-minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock, 11-10. Hanover Horton leads Grass Lake here on WKHM. Jason Smith. Comets basketball to start the second quarter. Sauber will take the inbound from Brocky. Goes left side for Laketta. Rhett will try to pass down to Luke on the low block. Out to Brocky. Looks at a triple into the high post for Rhett. Pump fake and drive from the corner. Now Luke missed it off the glass. Rebounded Bargesser. Grass Lake comes away with a stop. Left wing for Bargesser. And they're going to double him out there. And nice job by Sauber. So Bargesser gets double deep wing. Looking to go to the Schultz cutting into the paint, and Mitch Sauber came over and almost stole that pass away. 7:34 to go, second quarter. Bargesser inbounds. Good deep left wing, gets a screen up there, and they try to go down to Keeter, and there's Sauber to steal that one, no doubt about that one. And Laketta dribbling up the floor, and on the crossover attempt, he's going to lose it out of bounds. It's another turnover.
Not the ideal first quarter for the Comets, and this quarter also not starting out as strong as they had hoped.
It's execution on the offensive end. Missed shots you can accept, but turnovers like that you're unhappy about, I think, if you're Coach Mortimer.
Absolutely.
And Grass Lake again tries to feed the low post. This time they'll pass out of bounds.
Trying to go to that pick and roll, pick and fade type of plays. Get into that low block.
Brocky left wing. He'll dribble across the top. Now Kennedy out behind the arc. High post for Laketta, and a great drive and pretty double clutch finish. Laketta at the high post. Jack Brocky with a backdoor cut. He catches the pass, goes up, double clutches, and finishes nicely. 13-10 Comets lead. Double and Bargesser out on the wing, and he's not sure. Unexpected out there. I don't know anybody's doubled him all year. He does get it away, and Good working against Kennedy. Picks up his dribble, have to get it out of there, and Kennedy gets the steal. And on the run out, he's grabbed.
Yeah, and that's going to be foul number one on Lewis Good. Team foul number one. So pretty mistake-free quarter for the Warriors.
At least as fouls are concerned.
Indeed.
Laketa passes down to Kennedy. Can't quite reel in the pass. Turnover on that one. Grasslake gets it, and up the floor is Good. Right side into the corner. There's Canning with an open look for three, and he hits it. We're tied at 13 with 6:14 to go first half. Sauber back up the floor for the Comets. Crossover on Good into the step inside the arc. Turns around and passes off to Brocky. Go back to Sauber. What a look down for Luke Laketa. Or excuse me, Rhett Laketa. He likes to set up that high post. That time he just had to take a step down and finish an easy bucket as Grasslake failed to pick him up in transition. And now a pass out to Carson Canning, and Donovan Kennedy will commit the foul. A little too aggressive on the pass.
Yeah, that'll be the first on Donovan Kennedy, team's fourth. And we'll get a substitution as Scott Schultz checks back in for the Warriors. And they seem to be letting the starter catch his breath with Horodesi, and then the starter will come in and give another starter a break.
Lewis Good takes the inbound, trailing 15-13, 5:44 to go in the half. Right wing for Canning. He'll get a screen from Schultz, doesn't use it, goes the other way. Passes out to Keeter, looking to get it to the left side for Good. Good. Covered heavily there by Sauber. Now Good will drive left. Goes to the top for Schultz. Schultz looking to drive into the elbow. Now backing down to the basket against Finnegan. Rhett Laketa comes over a little help, reaches in. Pass out to Canning. Schultz at the top, right wing for Good. Schultz tries to slip the screen. Good job on the pick and roll defense by the Comets. Keeter into the high post. Skip pass over to Good. Now to Canning. They'll look to double him out beyond the wing. Picked up his dribble, nowhere to go, and it's stolen. Sauber comes up with it, looking up the floor, fast breaking. There's Luke Laketa. Slip step, scoop, no good. Rebounded by the Comets. And give credit to Bryce Sanders on the rebound. He gets fouled on the putback, and he'll go to the line. So 15-13 with 4:50 to go first half.
And that foul goes on Carson Canning, his first, team second. Bryce Harper goes to the line for the first time for the Comets today.
Yeah, if you're Grasslake and you got a short of benches they've got right now, couldn't afford to commit many extra fouls up to this point.
Yeah, you really can't. You can't afford to commit them at any point in this one.
First one off the mark. Sanders misses the first one. Second attempt coming for Bryce. 6'3", junior. Oftentimes the sixth man off the bench. And he hits the second free throw. We'll get a timeout from the Warrior bench. We'll take a break on the broadcast as well. 30 seconds. We're right back at 16-13. Hanover Horton lead on WKHM.
Now through December 23rd, it's the 2018 Knutson Sporting Goods pre-Christmas sale. Save on everything that's fun for the outdoors and more. With 30% off all scent lock clothes, 30% off all kayaks, 25% off all fishing combos, 25% off all tackle boxes, 25% off all hats, gloves, and boots except Mickey Mouse, 25% off all ice fishing clothing, and 25% off all kids' bows. Knutson Sporting Goods, your outdoor convenience store. Wamplers Lake Road in Brooklyn.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action as Schultz passes into Lewis Good. Warriors trail by three with 4:45 to go in the half. Schultz at the top with the basketball, looking for a back-cutting Bargesser. Drops the feed off to Bargesser. He's met by two Comet defenders at the basket. Doesn't get the shot block, but he had to adjust it, and he'll miss it there. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Warriors will keep it good. He'll look to inbound. Gets it into Canning outside of the left arc. He'll dribble to the wing. Moving back as Finnegan picks him up out there. Screen and roll attempt, nothing there. Cross court to Bargesser. Laketa comes out to meet him. He'll drive a little bit and has to pass it away to Canning. Then Keeter slips the screen down low. And now Schultz drives from the top. Out of control on the way up, loses it. There's a knock away by Keeter. The Warriors will keep it. Now a knock away on the other side, and it gets to Sanders. And numbers for the Comets. Sauber looking for a cutting. Finnegan threw it a little bit behind him. little misunderstanding there and what they were intending to do. Otherwise, Finnegan had a clear lane to the basket. Warriors get it back, though. 16-13, they trail by three. Really been trying to use that screen to roll a ton. Good at the top, picks up his dribble, goes to Schultz, back it against Finnegan. Works his way into the paint, out to Good. Cross court to Bargesser. Takes a slide step backwards behind the arc. He's already in NBA range. Hands off to Canning, who's getting picked up there by Finnegan. Tight man-to-man here the whole time by Hanover Horton. Sanders now on Good. He'll drive, looking to go baseline. Battles his way in there, out to Canning, open look for three, missed it. Rebound easily for Luketa. Luke will dribble up the floor. Right side for Rhett Luketa. Gets into the paint. Deep. Good footwork in there. Righty jump hook by Luketa. And it's 18-13 with 3:03 to go.
Nice little baby hook there by Luketa.
Sauber picking up Good near midcourt. Takes a swipe at it. Not nearly gets the steal. Forces Good to pass it away. And then Finnegan almost takes the steal away. That'll go out of bounds. Last touch, Comets. Warriors will keep it. It's Finnegan, Sauber, Sanders, Kennedy, and Brocky on the floor right now for Hanover Horton. Carson Canning, the inbound for Grass Lake, goes to Lewis Good. They're joined on the floor by Keeter and Bargesser and Schultz.
And it looks like we're going to get a moving screen on Scott Schultz, his first, team's third.
18-13, Comets get the basketball back. Sauber brings up the floor slowly near midcourt now. Left wing for Finnegan. Finnegan will take a dribble away and leave it for Brocky, who gives to Sauber in the corner. Mitchell pass it out to Sanders. Sanders cross-court to Finnegan. He'll fire for three. No.
Very long range.
Yeah, long rebound careening away. Bargesser can't quite reel it in. Goes off his fingertips out of bounds.
Bargesser has played every minute of this game so far.
I don't think he'll be able to take a break.
He may not.
Kennedy left wing. Into the high post for Brocky. Turns around. Quick turnaround jumper. Floats it up there and it falls through. Bounces a couple times on the rim and goes in. That shooter's touch. 20-13. The lead at 7 now for Hanover Horton. Brocky aggressive on the passing lane as they try to go deep left wing for Bargesser. Knocked out of bounds.
Largest lead for any team in this one so far as we get Jeremy Van Epps subbing in for Bryce Sanders. Bargesser to inbound for the Warriors.
2:04 remains here in the first half. Bargesser gets it into Good. Almost knocked away there by Brocky, though. Keeter will drive against Kennedy. Gets into the high post and wants to pass it away, but he took an extra step before he threw it. Traveling violation against the Warriors. And with 1:56 to go, the Comets have the ball back with a 7-point lead.
And he's going to call the carry in by Van Epps. He kind of nonchalantly tossed it in.
Well, I think he didn't quite grip it. And as he went to pass it, he also stepped in bounds. That's a violation.
Can't do that.
Grass Lake ball, Bargesser inbounds from the baseline. And you see Schultz get pushed to the deck, trying to run through a screen. And I think they're going to get Van Epps for that one, too.
Indeed they will. His first, team's fifth.
Van Epps stays in the game. Bargesser to inbound again. This time he'll get it into Canning. Drives from the three-point line. Defense split wide open for him, but as he went up, he lost it. Misses the shot. It goes out of bounds. But a nice drive by Canning anyway.
Yeah, the seas sort of parted for him. Just couldn't finish.
Finnegan into the high post for Mitch Sauber. He does that little fader. Left it a little short that time. Rebounded by Grass Lake. 20-13. Hanover Horton lead. Warriors with the basketball. Bargesser deep wing. Jab stepping now. Passes to a cutting Schultz, who scores it and draws the whistle. Trent Finnegan's going to commit the harm on that one. So a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. Ends a scoring drought here for Grass Lake.
Yeah, that was a much-needed bucket there by Schultz. Carson Canning, the three-pointer, the only point so far, as he'll knock down the free throw.
Yeah, nice job by Bargesser to find Schultz. 20-16, the score. The lead is just 4 for Hanover Horton. Nice feed to Brocky. He'll take a step back and shoot for three. Missed it. Rebounded by Keeter. He hasn't done a ton on the score sheet, but his effort down on the boards has been noticed.
Absolutely.
For Grass Lake. Canning working outside the wing. There's the Keeter at the top. Bargesser back cuts good, takes the pass outside of the wing. Schultz will swing it across to Bargesser right wing. He'll jab step, drives into the high post. Got himself into trouble. Good on the back cut. Running jump hook, no good. Rebounded Keeter, the putback. And Finnegan will hit him on the arm. So that'll give a couple of free throw attempts here for Keeter.
Yeah, that's going to be number two on Finnegan. Team foul number seven with 50.3 to go in the half.
That's not bad. To just now get your team the bonus with under a minute to go. 50.3, the lead is now down to three for Grass Lake. Can cut it to two with another successful shot from the line here for Evan Keeter. That one rims off, rebounded by Brocky. He'll run it up the floor, right up the middle. And then a nice drive, and he looked to pass it around to Kennedy. Draws the harm, but it'll be on the floor because he passed it off.
And that's going to go against Lewis Good, his second. And that'll see Clayton Canning check in for the first time tonight, the other member of their bench.
Mitch Sauer passing to Finnegan, who wasn't looking. He does recover and get it back, and now he'll fire from NBA range three. And that's nothing but net. 22-17. Excuse me, 23-17. The Comets with a big shot, Trent Finnegan. Under 30 seconds now for Grass Lake. Good against Sauber. And he gives that off to Canning. Keeter at the top, hands off to Good. Opposite side, left wing there. And now I think we're going to need to reach in. Mitch Sauber's been playing really aggressive on the ball defense. Oh, that's going to be, looks like away from the ball.
Yeah.
That's going to be reaching for Van Epps.
Yeah, that's his second. Team's eighth, so we'll get 1-1 with 16 even to go in the half.
Is that only a second? I thought that was three for Van Epps. Maybe I counted one that wasn't right. 16 seconds, he missed the free throw. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Bargesser gets it. Tries to move in, and he's in. We get a jump ball. So tie up there. Kennedy got his hands on it. It'll stay Grass Lake ball with 11.1. 23-17 the score. Canning will inbound to Bargesser. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Pull up. Jumper is good. Nice move, Bargesser. 23-19. Still time for Hanover Horton. Van Epps fires. Got a good look at it, but missed it. Buzzer sounds at the end of a competitive first half. Neither team shut the lights out, but both played hard. And maybe we're in for a good second half here. 23-19 the score. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes on the halftime for Denny's, our halftime sponsor. These burgers are from Denny's. Don't sound so surprised. The delicious burgers at Denny's, you can get it online to denny's.com. Order your burgers and go pick them up a little later on. 2 minute break, and we're back with the numbers from the first half. 23-19 the score on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the half for Denny's Restaurant, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 23-19 our score with 16 minutes in the books. And Grass Lake got out to a quick 6-0 advantage. Then a 9-0 run from the Comets. And then they just kind of exchanged points for a while. Looked for a moment, Jason, anyway, that like Hanover Horton was going to be able to put some space between themselves and Grass Lake and get a little comfortable. But Grass Lake had a couple big shots. Carson Canning hit a big shot. Schultz got a big shot down low with a free throw. So they kept it close. And Bargesser with a nice jumper. To score the last points of the half. And Bargesser was, I think, maybe not right away, but certainly in the second quarter, the focus of the Comet defense. He still did a nice job, but let's see what the numbers say.
Yeah, well, you're spot on with that. I mean, Xavier Bargesser led the team in scoring and led all scorers, really, with eight. Scott Schultz had 7 points and really a workman effort in that one. Carson Canning with three. Evan Keeter has the other point. For the Warriors,
yeah, just a really nice job running that. It's not a extravagant offense. It's not anything too crazy. As we get the crowd explodes as the guy hits a half-court shot. I think that gets him, like $500?
$500 and a $1,000 donation to Hanover Horton Schools. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he nailed it.
They can make that check out to me.
Where was I? Oh, but running kind of a pick-and-roll. The pick-and-roll offense for the Warriors. Pretty basic, but they do a good job. It's Schultz and Vargas are in particular running it together. Do a great job of setting that pick and rolling or faking the pick and slipping for a layup and running it very well.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the added wrinkle that Lewis Good has been trying to back cut, and I think Mortimer's got the answer for it. They'll draw that up in the second half, so we'll see what else Grass Lake's willing to do offensively to kind of add a new wrinkle. Meanwhile, Hanover Horton, what do you say except maybe make a few more shots? We had Donovan Kennedy miss a few point blank. A couple of drives that didn't go for a couple other guys on the team. They did hit a few three-pointers. But I think they'll just do more of the same and just hope that a few more of those shots go in.
Yeah, and it was really just uncharacteristically sloppy by the Comets, especially on their home floor. We rarely see them make the amount of mistakes that they made in the first half, really, in any game as a whole. And this one, a lot of early turnovers. The shot selection in spots was not ideal. And then, as you mentioned, missing some really easy buckets really just sort of spelled just a rough first half for Hanover.
Well, you know, we mentioned, I think, that Grass Lake hasn't played since December 19th. And that we thought they could have a little rust. I don't think it's that out of question to say that maybe that's what Hanover Horton's experiencing a little bit there in the first half, too, to say, you know, hey, we haven't played a bunch of basketball recently either. Maybe we're a little rusty, too, and that would be fair. And we'll see if they knock that rust off and get a little smoothed in and dialed in and come out and get it done here in the second half, 23-19. Did we do the Hanover Horton numbers?
We did not. Jack Brocky led the team in scoring with 7. And that Donovan Kennedy and Rhett Laketta each with 4. Trent Finnegan hit a 3 in the second quarter. And then you had 2 points apiece from Mitch Sauber and Luke Laketta. And a free throw from Bryce Sanders.
23-19 is where we stand on the scoreboard. After one half of basketball, the Comets lead the visiting Grass Lake Warriors. Halftime brought to you by Denny's.
Man,
I could really go for a bacon cheeseburger tonight.
Oh, man, you know what? I was going through some of our old videos, and I was watching some of the beer and burgers, and, man, I really, really wanted some of those burgers. They looked so good.
Yeah, so Denny's is a good spot to get one. Denny's.com. You want to place your order and pick it up on the way home, or maybe you want to go in, sit down, and be waited on by one of the professionals at Denny's Airport Road.
That's right.
Help yourself. 4 minutes remain in the halftime. Let's take a 3 minute break. 23-19 the score at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, working our way toward the second half. Halftime show brought to you by Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's. That's what they say. You know, it's funny because the burgers there are awesome, but what ends up happening a lot of times, my wife and I will go there, even if it's at lunchtime, she'll get a burger or something, and I still get breakfast.
You're getting breakfast foods.
Yeah.
You're simple, man.
I'm very simple. I love breakfast anytime I can get it. I do a morning radio show every week.
Yeah.
Every day. I don't have breakfast very often.
Right, so you got to get it in while you can. Some bacon,
something on
eggs,
the run.
Nice and hearty, you know.
Moons over Miami.
There you go.
I feel like we haven't said that all year yet.
We really
so
haven't.
We needed to. We always did. 23-19, the Comets in front. And we'll see who they run out of the court as the teams huddle up here. Okay, just 7 deep on the bench for Grass Lake tonight. Working without Trey Ruggles, who had 20 points the last time we saw this Grass Lake team.
Yep. And they have no A.J. Vigo as well, and no Brennan Bargesser, who has not been with the team all year.
Xavier Bargesser had 8 points in the first half. He looked to add to that. I'm sure he's going to face some sort of a scheme to keep an eye on him. I'm very impressed in the first half with Scott Schultz.
Yes.
what he did effort. And Keeter gives them a really great effort too. Did a nice job on the boards. And he's just a sophomore. So Grass Lake has some nice things to look forward to in the coming years. No seniors on their squad.
Starters back on the floor for the Warriors.
Laketa tries to catch Brocky in the lane. Pass was a little too low, bounced off his feet, stolen by Grass Lake. And here comes Good. Left wing for Bargesser. They'll come and trap him. Passes down to Schultz. Goes cross court to Canning. Open look for three. Got it! Nice execution by the Warriors. 23-22. The lead's just one for Hanover Horton. They've got the basketball. Sauber. Left wing for Brocky. Goes down low for Laketa. Works his way baseline. And we'll get a foul whistled against Schultz, it looks like, for some body contact.
Yes, we will. And that's going to be his second, team's first.
Sauber inbound from the baseline. Floats it into Jack Brocky. Right wing to Luke Laketa. Dribbles over to the top. As the Warriors have come out in the zone defense. 2-3. Bargesser on Kennedy into the high post for Laketa. Turns around. He's by himself. Great soft touch by Rhett Laketa in the lane. Floats that one in. 25-22. We're underway in the second half. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. And Lewis Good looking to drive from the right wing. We'll get some contact.
And that's going to be on Rhett away from the ball. His third, team's first.
Bargesser to inbound from the baseline here for the Warriors. Fires one into Canning, almost goes over his head. And Canning fires it back, and that one does go off the fingertips for Bargesser and out of bounds.
A little bit too hot to handle.
Sauber will bring it up now for the Comets. Just past midcourt, the big HH. Laketa left wing. That's Rhett. Cross court to Kennedy. Back to Luke Laketa. Now into the corner for Sauber. Out to Brocky. Looked at a three from about four steps behind the line. Nice move there by Luke Laketa. Just takes a couple dribbles and pulls up the jumper from the baseline. It rattles around and comes off. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Good will bring it up the floor left wing to Bargesser. He'll drive baseline against Brocky. Takes a couple steps. Scoops. Circus shot almost went. Using that extra reach to kind of reach backwards and reverse layup. Missed it though. Nice move down low. Luke Laketa gets the pass down the baseline, clears himself a little space, and the jump hook is good. 27-22 the score now with 6 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, both of those Laketa boys have great work down low. Good footwork. Double team.
Schultz double team. Goes cross court to Good. He'll look to drive. Gets in, floats it. No. Rebounded by Sauber. Up the floor quickly. Rhett Laketa. Looked like he jumped awkwardly off the wrong foot, but still a great touch off the glass. And there's a run for the Comets to start this half. 29-22, they lead. And Sauber commits a foul on the defense against Good, bringing the ball up the court.
Yeah, good pressure there at the half court by Sauber, but it'll cost him his first foul, team second.
Good goes to Bargesser, deep wing, almost lost it out of bounds. He's double-teamed. Nice cut by Keeter, pass across the lane to Good, blocked by Laketa. Luke taps it to Brocky up the floor, tries to catch Kennedy racing up the sideline, and Bargesser stepped in the passing lane, and that goes out of bounds.
Smart heads-up play by Bargesser, too, to really disrupt that and keep the numbers even.
Comets with the basketball. Luke Laketa lost it for a moment, tries to pass to Sauber down low, stolen by Schultz, gets it to Good to bring it up the floor for the Warriors. Back to Schultz as he crosses midcourt, crossover dribble at the top. Looking to go to Bargesser. Brocky reaches in, steals up the floor quickly, into the air, missed the shot, but he'll get the foul from Schultz. Brocky knew he was going to catch that contact, and he'll go to the line for a pair. 29-22, under five minutes to go in the third quarter.
And that foul is number three on Schultz, team foul number two. Brocky heads to the line for the first time tonight.
And he gets that one to go. Rattles just a little bit, but falls down.
And it'll get Josh Horodesny off the bench and onto the floor for the Warriors, replacing Schultz.
And that one's good, too. Brocky successful trip to the stripe. This pushes this Comet lead out to 9, 31-22. Good's going to get trapped out near midcourt. Loses the basketball. Sauber comes up with the loose ball down to Brocky, and he'll put up too strong. Kennedy's there for the offensive rebound. Up to the top for Rhett Laketta. Dribbles into the high post. Keeps working his way down low. Finds some space and lays it up. Nothing fast or flashy from Rhett there. Just continued to work. Kept his dribble. And when he found a space, he was able to finish. 33-22. The lead's out to 11. We'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. Let's take a 30-second break. 4:25 to go. It's a 33-22 Hanover Horton lead on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.425 remains here in the third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They clean drains others can't. Inbound goes to Good, right wing. Grasslake with the ball. Dribbles across the top to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. He's going to have to get out of there. 3 second call. There it is. You know, too many times, Jason, I see these kids attack and get into that high post area, and then they're looking to pass it away. He probably had a pretty nice pull-up jumper there from that free throw line area, but wasn't even thinking about it. Sauber dribbles up the floor. Right side for Rhett Laketta out for three. Pretty stroke. Nothing but net. Rhett Laketta finding his rhythm here in the second half. 36-22. All Comets.
Rhett's now got 9 in this quarter.
Good working against Sauber. Dribbles to the right side, baseline. Dribbles back all the way out, now all the way across. Looking to go high post, nothing there. Gets it out to Bargesser. He's been ineffective here in the second half, but looking to assert himself on offense. Passes to Canning, goes baseline. Kind of went in the air, uncertain what he was going to do, and he'll commit a traveling violation. It'll be Comet basketball.
Yeah, now you're starting to see Hanover tighten up, get things moving defensively, forcing those turnovers, and they're cleaning up their act on offense as well. Kennedy down low.
Another point-blank miss for Kennedy. He does such a good job of getting down low, spinning the basket, and elevating. He's just not getting them to go tonight. Keeter passes to Bargesser, screens for him. Now Bargesser drives, floats it off the glass. Looking for his own shot on that one. Missed it and rebounded by Donovan Kennedy, who triggers the break up the left side for Brocky. Brocky goes down the baseline for Luke Laketta. Skip pass over to Sauber. Sauber jab, step, and dribble. There's Luke Laketta standing alone for a three-pointer, and he'll hit that. So now both Laketta's starting to catch fire, and it's 39-22.
The Laketta's have accounted for 14 Hanover points in this quarter alone.
There's a nice screen and roll to Keeter. Loses his footing on the baseline, has to evacuate the basketball out to Bargesser. Cross court, now Canning will get trapped out by the wing. Keeter swings it to the corner. Bargesser will fire for three. Short. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Luke Laketta. He'll dribble up the middle. Now passes out to Brocky left side. Drops it down for Kennedy on the baseline. High post for Luke Laketta. Dribbling around and spin. Loses it. And we'll get last touch against the Warriors.
And we'll get the substitutions. The usual subs for Hanover. Trent Finnegan and Bryce Sanders getting their first minutes of the third quarter.
2:05 remains here in the third quarter. A 16-3 run for the Comets in this set. Sauber open, look for three. Got it. Whatever rust might have existed in the first half, Jason, appears to be gone. As another three-pointer falls for the Comets, and it's 42-22. All of a sudden, that four-point halftime lead is 20. There's Good on the baseline. Jab, step, and dribble. Now cross court to Bargesser. He'll fire for three. No good. He hits back rim. Long rebound. Chased down by Brocky. He's at full speed.
Wow.
Nice jab, step, and finish with the left hand. Jack Brocky.
His first points of the second half, but he made him look good.
Full strength here for the Comets. 44-22. Now the lead. Bargesser drives baseline. And looks like we'll get a little hand check call against Sauber.
Yep. You are correct, and that's going to be his second, team's third.
Bargesser kind of saved by the foul because he took a step after that foul, he stepped on the baseline when he turned it over.
Yeah, caught a lucky break there, and we'll get Evan Keeter taking a seat. Scott Schultz back in.
Canning will drive baseline. Floats it, misses it, gets his own rebound. Out to Good, steps in and fires from the elbow. Missed that shot. Rebounded by Luke Laketta. Laketta dribbling up the right side. Sets up at the left, the wing there. Swings it around to Sanders in the game. Top for Finnegan, right wing, Brocky. Hand in his face is Bargesser. Luke Laketta doubled out there, dribbles across to the top. Now to Brocky, two-man game working. Skip pass across to Van Epps. Missed the shot, Luke Laketta comes in. And the putback. So it's Bryce Sanders on the miss. The putback for Luke Laketta is 46-22 with 35 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Right side for Canning. Dribbles across to the top. Now he'll get into the lane all the way to the bucket. Scoops, and there's a score for Grass Lake, 46-24.
Much needed there for Grass Lake.
18 seconds remain in the third. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Luke Laketta left wing. Now down low. There's Brocky. Turnaround a little too strong. Balin for his own rebound. Can't pull it in. That goes out of bounds. Be Grass Lake ball with 8.1 seconds to go. Third quarter winding down here. Quickly. 7 seconds. Good's got it for the Warriors. There's Bargesser. Takes a dribble left side. Picks up the dribble. Now has to fire. Time expires. 46-24. Our score after three. Huge quarter for the Comets. Let's take a one-minute break and come back with the final period on this one on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight minutes on the clock after a 23-5 third quarter. Hanover Horton doubles up their first half total, and now in that quarter they outscored Grass Lake's total, or excuse me, only failed to outscore him by 1 point. 23-5, big quarter.
Yeah, and that looked much more like the Hanover team that we're accustomed to seeing on a nightly basis in that third quarter.
And yeah, turned up the speed on everything, and the Comets will start out on defense here in the fourth quarter. They trap Canning outside of the arc. He puts it on the deck into the high post. Bargesser pump fakes, and he'll get a 3 second violation. Looks like that's going to go against Josh Hordesny.
And Hordesny will take a seat. Evan Keeter back in.
Mitch Sauber accepts the inbounds pass up the floor slowly for Hanover Horton over midcourt. Sets up at the top of the key. Now left wing for Kennedy. Donovan with the ball above his head. Goes to Brocky now at the top. Right wing for Mitch Sauber. He skipped past to Kennedy in the corner. Pump fakes from three. Goes baseline. Nothing there. Now he feeds the high post for Laketta, who makes a spin move. Loses his footing. Flips it up. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Grass Lake. 46-24. Good driving up the floor quickly. Schultz now left side for Bargesser. Looks to drive. And he'll get bumped. No whistle that against Rhett Laketta. So after he got his offense going there in the third, that's his fourth personal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's also the team's fourth. Yeah, he had nine in that third quarter, did Rhett Laketta. Luke had seven. And we'll get an inbound here by the Warriors down to Bargesser in the low block.
And Good has to force it into Bargesser to avoid the five-second call. Turns out to be the right move as Bargesser, working against a triple team, still gets the shot to go. 46-26. Brett Laketta gives to Luke, who drives from the top, reaching Bargesser, knock away. They get it out to Mitch Sauber. And Sauber will lose out of bounds. Last touch on the Warriors. Bargesser thought maybe they had a chance to get the basketball. Comet inbound. Left wing, Rhett Laketta to Kennedy on the baseline. He'll take the jumper from there. And that one goes. Tough shooting night so far for Kennedy, but he knocks that one down, 48-26 with 6:39 remaining. Double team on Canning. clears it out to Good. Wide open for three. Missed everything. And the rebound battle. Baraki wins it and gets it out to Sauber, who dribbles up left side for Hannibal Horton. Cross dribble into the lane. Now out to Luke Laketta. Back to Sauber. Goes to the low post for Rhett Laketta. Looks to pass out to Kennedy, but Kennedy was cutting away. And that one will go out of bounds. Turnover on the Comets.
Yeah, they pretty much left Kennedy alone in the corner. And then they sort of collapse on him as he takes a couple steps in from the three-point line. But he's got a good look at the bucket from there.
He did one of those pats on his chest and said, my bad. Bargesser down low. How did he get all alone down there? Little defensive collapse there for the Comets. Long enough for Bargesser to score. On the way back up the floor, Laketta open for three. Missed it. Long rebound chased down by Good. No numbers for the Warriors, so he'll slow it down. Bargesser left side looking to drive baseline. Off the glass, no good. Wanted a foul. Rebounded by Kennedy. Triggers the break. There's Sauber driving. Cross court to Luke Laketta out to Brocky. Fires for three. Left side miss. Rebound tapped by Rhett Laketta. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Warrior basketball.
A little bit of a frantic pace there. Almost a little too frantic for both teams.
Yeah, it kind of felt like Brocky just wanted to shoot right there. 48-28 our score. 5:23 remains in the second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Canning's got it out near midcourt for the Warriors. Looking down low to Schultz. And he'll dribble outside the arc, gives to Bargesser, and then looks to set a screen for him. Bargesser dribbles around the top into the lane, going all the way to the bucket. Gets up in the air. Wanted the contact. Official agreed with Luke Laketta. Thinks he went straight up. But he will commit the last touch, so Grassick will keep the basketball. Bargesser inbounds. Floats it into Good. Sauber will steal it. Gets it to Kennedy, who loses the pass. Goes down to the ground in the effort to corral it. Can't get it.
Been a tough night for Donovan Kennedy so far.
Just can't quite get the rhythm. Under 5 minutes remain. 48-28 our score, Warriors. And Sauber picks the pocket. Ooh, Good, able to chase it back down. Now he'll look to drive a little bit. Out to Schultz, who tries to feed Keeter down in the post. Pass it a little too high, and that'll go out of bounds.
Like the idea there to get it down into the low block. Just a little too errant on the pass.
Sauber will bring it up for the Comets. Slow down offense here for Hannibal Horton. Drops it off for Kennedy at the left wing. Into the corner. Now back out for Brocky. No matter where he catches it, it looks like he's going to fire it.
It does.
They get it to him in the lane. That's a pretty shot for him. Fading. Couldn't get it to go. Up high for the rebounds. Kennedy spins away and shoots it. Got it to go, but they won't count. They fouled him on the ground.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Kennedy needed a win like that. And just a hard-working, solid bucket. And he's not going to get it. And that'll get Clayton Canning off the bench for the Warriors. He'll replace Xavier Bargesser, who gets his first breather of the night.
Absolutely came flying through there for that rebound. They pass into Luke Laketta. Fakes the pass back into the basket. Turnaround fader off the glass. Pretty shot by Luke Laketta. That's how you practice it. 4 minutes to go, 50-28. Comets in front comfortably. Big third quarter, got it done for him. Schultz down low to Keeter. Nice jump hook in the lane, missed it. But you'd like to see that shot come back again. Stolen on the rebound. Grasslake's got it back. Schultz pump fakes the three. Now he'll drive. Reverse layup, couldn't get it to go. Rebound reeled in by Rhett Laketta. Nice effort on the floor there by Clayton Canning to keep that basketball on the grass-like end of the floor, and he almost snagged that offensive rebound, too. He's got the least minutes for the Warriors so far, so he's probably got the freshest legs.
Yeah, and he's showing it, too, trying to make an impression, just a sophomore. Brocky inbounds to the wing for Laketta, out to Luke.
3.5 on the clock, 50-28. There's Brocky. Fires to high post for Rhett Laketta, out to Sauber. He'll fire for three. Got it to go. Mitch Sauber's got a nice steady jump shot. He's a steady presence all across the board. Does a lot of good things right. He's been playing hard on the ball defense all night long. He'll try to trap Canning, and he'll turn it over. Rhett Laquetta's got it back for the Comets. Coming up the middle floor, stops at the elbow, passes out to Brocky for three, and he'll make it.
Ooh, how do you leave him that open?
They're going to have to replace that net after that one.
And here comes the second team up off the bench and ready to check in for the Comets.
Clayton Canning looking for Schultz. Knocked away by Luke Laquetta out of bounds. The State Grass Lake ball.
Barguests are going to check back in. Substitutions for the Comets. You're going to have Van Epps, Matt Johnson, who hasn't seen the floor since the first quarter. You'll also have Trent Finnegan, Bryce Sanders, and who else we got out there? Damon Preston.
Vargas will inbound. Carson Canning. Canning to Keeter. Keeter will pump fake the pass. Now drives. Gets past the defender to the bucket. Missed the shot, but he'll get a line, trip to the line for his trouble.
And that will go on Matt Johnson, his first, team's fifth.
2 minutes, 30 seconds remain in our second half for Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They clean drains, others can't. Keeter misses the free throw. Great effort tonight by the Warriors, but at personnel, everybody on their team played.
Oh, yeah.
All seven of them. Comets might be able to say that, too, when it's all said and done. Rebounded on the missed free throw by Preston. Jeremy Van Epps will dribble it up for the Comets. Gets left side for Finnegan. Finnegan cross court to Sanders, right wing. Finnegan cuts into the lane, drops it off on the cut for Preston. And nice cut and finish by Damon Preston for the Comets. 58-28, the lead, 30 points for the Comets. They led just by four at the half. Right wing, and Clayton Canning looking for a cutting Evan Keeter. Stolen, and on the steal, Finnegan secured it but took an extra step, and he'll get whistled for a travel, so the Warriors will get it back.
Yeah, it looks like he made a little bit of incidental contact with a teammate, caused him to take the extra step. And you are correct, Steve. Every member of the Comet team has played with the exception of Connor Mortimer, who's not dressed tonight.
It's our final substitution. There's a drive, and pretty play there by Canning. Missed the reverse layup, but offensive rebound, and putback is good for Desney. Getting into the scorebook for the Warriors. Minute 34 remains, 58-30. Cut by Van Epps. Finnegan fires it to him. Little low, maybe. Van Epps can't quite grab it, and that'll go out of bounds. Grasslake gets the ball back. Carson Canning, crossover at midcourt. Gives to Schultz right next to him. Backdoor cut by Bargesser into the bucket. Double
nice
clutch
move.
And a pretty scoop by Bargesser. 58-32, minute 14 to go. Sanders pump fakes a three, has it picked by Carson Canning. Clayton Canning with the pick. Carson Canning gets the loose ball. And on the pass out, the pass is blocked, and Hanover gets it back. Preston goes to work driving, and he'll finish off the backboard again. Damon Preston getting in and looking for his points. A couple point blank buckets for the Comets. 60-32 now. 43 seconds. Pick and roll and knock away by Preston, but Gressick will get it back. Schultz going baseline. Feeds all the way out to Bargesser behind the arc. He'll drive, pull up from the free throw line. Long rebound goes out to Schultz, who he'll look to drive into the lane and draws a foul, and that looks like it'll go against Preston.
And you are correct on that. His first, team sixth.
27.7 seconds, 60-32 is the score. Inbound is to Schultz, pump fakes from three, dribbles into the free throw area. Goes out to Clayton Canning, jab steps and drives, gets into the lane, floats one, no good, gets his own rebound. Schultz drives, pump fake for Canning, and now he'll float one, score it! And draws the foul. Where was Clayton Canning this whole game?
making sure he had enough energy for this final run here, apparently. His first points of the game, and the last man on the bench putting up some numbers here. So he'll hit the back end.
Free throw.
Confidence out of Clayton Canning, the junior. Long three.
Deep three by Finnegan, and he hits the bottom of the net to end the game. What's that going to make it our final? 63-35. In a game that was just 4 points separated these two teams at the half. Huge third quarter for Hanover Horton to put themselves out in front, and they never looked back. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the post game. We will come back and take a look at the numbers, select our Jackson Area Subway Restaurant Player of the Game. Again, our final from Hanover Horton, the Comets 63, the Grass Lake Warriors 35 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game here. And it's time to choose our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. And tonight, it's going to go to Rhett Laketta. Rhett Laketta had a huge third quarter for the Comets and led the way for them as they pulled away 23-5, their third quarter score. And that was really the big difference maker in this game. Jason, how did the numbers end up for Rhett Laketta?
Yeah, well, Rhett finished with 13 points total offensively, second on the team. But was also fantastic, like you mentioned, in that third quarter. And really, it was a tale of two different games almost. It was a very competitive, very close game, but very flawed in the first half. A lot of mistakes on both sides for both teams. And then the second half, Hanover looked much more like the Hanover we're used to seeing. Very tight defensively, very solid offensively. They shot the lights out, and they shut Grass Lake down pretty solidly in that third quarter. And that was in large part to Rhett Laketta.
Yeah, and I mean, not that he alone did it. Everybody seemed to catch fire a little bit there in the third. Mitch Sauber with the three. Luke Laketta started hitting from three. Brocky got in the three-point game in the fourth quarter. Just second half, I don't want to say that I was exactly right, but I just felt like if Hanover Horton started shooting better, that'd be a huge difference maker for them. That's not the only thing they did. I think they did a better job of shutting down the Grass Lake offense. I mean, the numbers say that too, but the difference really was they didn't give up any easy drives like Bargesser had in the first half. And so they clamped down on defense, and they started hitting their shots, and they just, like you said, they looked more like Hanover Horton usually looks, like we expected them to come out. But, yeah, huge third quarter. Rhett Laketta led the way. He's our player of the game. But let's run down the rest of the numbers for the Comets.
Yeah, the leading scorer for the Comets, Jack Brocky, finished with 14. Rhett with 13. Luke Laketta chipping in 11. Normally he's more of a rebounder than a scorer, but he checked in with 11 points. You had 8 out of Mitch Sauber, 6 for Donovan Kennedy. Damon Preston, the quote-unquote last man on the bench, with 4. And you had Trent Finnegan with 6, and Bryce Sanders had a point from the free throw line.
Yeah, Hanover Horton, you know, we praised them in the pregame, and worth praising again, because every time you see them, you just get the idea that Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, Donovan Kennedy, Rhett Laketta, Luke Laketta, any one of those guys could score 20 points on you any night of the week. So what do you do when you're, I don't envy any of these coaches trying to game plan against them, because what do you do? Who do you try to stop? What do you try to take away? Because whatever you take away, they've got an answer. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not even that difficult. They probably already worked on it.
Yeah.
So there's no one position you can take away. There's no one player you can take away. Because even, let's say, Jack Brocky gets foul trouble, or Rhett Laketta, who we've seen get in foul trouble almost every time we've seen him, you go to the bench, and then you've got Trent Finnegan, who we saw scoring and hitting threes, or they've got
Bryce Sanders,
who comes right in, and you don't lose any height, you don't lose any of that length, and he's just as steady and solid as everybody else. So, yeah, they're just a really good team. It's easy to see why they're so highly ranked by people who rank basketball teams. Mm-hmm. And the expectations are sky high for them, and they have a really good chance of living up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll likely to be even better next year when all of these kids are seniors, with the exception of Donovan Kennedy, who graduates this year. But just a really solid, well-rounded Very typical Chad Mortimer-like team.
Yeah, he coaches them to be this way, and they start very young.
Very young.